and all around the end of that apple tree was just lined with beehives. And so he was, after he had his dump every day, 12 o'clock, he'd go out there and take his nap. And he'd tell us, sure, he'd come out there and kiss grandpa. But he would catch a bee and put the stinger on outside like that, and he had a mustache there, but we couldn't see that bee. We'd go kiss grandpa and the bee would sting. And it would just stick on him to death. And then he would get out there playing with us, and so he'd catch us. And he had a rope. He tied it to a tree, and when he'd catch one, I was too tied to that rope. He'd just keep on tied to the rope. And he'd say, now I'm going to play out y'all and put you in the stall with old Pete. That was his knee, and we were scared to death that knee because he's cheap, you know. And here he'd start out towards that barn with all of us tied to that rope going back.
We all knew Katie down then for when. But they scared us.
She'd hit, Grandma was so quiet, and she'd say, now, Reuben, you carry that far enough. And when we spent the night there, you just rest assured the next morning when you got up, you did not find your clothes. We had all of our clothes here. So we would hunt and hunt and hunt for our clothes. And all after a while, Grandma would say, Reuben, now you give the children at school clothes. I've got their breakfast ready.
And another thing, Don, he would do to scare us. Do you know what a pitchfork is?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, he'd get behind us with that pitchfork. Going and have us run all around that house.
Yeah,
well, you know he wouldn't hurt us, but we'd just get us to death. We didn't like to go back.
Well, no. My mama said she's going up there. I said, no, no.
Well, did he sort of just devilish, or did he really
have to play? Just like John. But don't you think John was...
Well, he's never known John when John was
his son. Well, that's right. But John was devilish like that. But now, I was that poor girl. My mother's daddy was the most humblest person in the world. He never raised his soul.
No. At one time I was up there spending the night, and we got through with dinner, and Grandma washed the dishes over here. Yeah, this dish pan washing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had to carry the dishes over to the cabinet, put them in, you know. So I stacked the plates and the saucers. I put some cups in there.
Lazy man's load.
Yeah. She says, now, don't carry all them at one load. And I thought, I'll get over there with it. So when she hollered at me, I guess it made me stumble or something. And they had the dishes all fell and I broke them, you know. And Grandma, oh boy, she jumped on me with both feet. And Grandpa was sitting right outside the kitchen door on that little chair. He coming now. He says, now, Reed, says, you said enough to her. It hurts her just as bad that she broke them dishes as it did you, or even worse.
But
I don't see
them up there.
Well, I love my grandpa.
We sure did, but we left our grandpa grandpa. We did our
grandma. Do you all know of any history through this area in the Civil War time? Back from your parents talking?
No, I don't know any here, but I've heard